Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. And we got our good buddy Bill Seward back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a new member of our Brain Trust, and he is the CEO of Adaptive Planning. And one of the things they do every quarter or so, they go out and poll financial experts, financial managers across the country to get them to ask them questions about what they're seeing, what are they experiencing in the marketplace as they run their businesses. And they put that together in a report, and Bill has agreed to join us from time to time and report on what they've told us so you and I can benefit from that information. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you did your poll, and this is through two-thirds of the second quarter, I guess, right?
Correct.
And so what did they tell you?
Well, I think just to put it all in perspective, you know, we do this survey every quarter, and so we now have a history of several quarters of being able to compare, the responses from quarter to quarter. It's been very interesting to see how financial professionals are reacting to the economy. And I think the headline this time is that I think things are starting to turn a bit. So it's a little bit more optimistic than the survey that we did the prior quarter.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, the prior quarter was still in the muzzle blast of the fall 08 meltdown.
Exactly. And so, you know, we did the prior one, I think, in February of 2009. And, there things were looking pretty bleak.
Right.
And so
we still didn't know if the meteor was going to miss the planet Earth or not.
Exactly.
And
so the view there was things were much worse than they expected, and mm-hmm. they didn't expect things to get any better. And I think now that we've made another quarter of progress, I think what's instructive here is that although people are not extremely optimistic, I think in general what they've seen is that perhaps the worst is behind us at this point.
Mm-hmm. It does seem. In fact, many economists are saying that in the second quarter of 2009 that we actually should have ended the recession from a technical standpoint.
Well,
not from a practical standpoint, but from a technical standpoint.
Well, I think what's very interesting there, I mean, if I may, is, I think economists, the sort of economic definition of recession and the end of recession is sort of overall growth. But I think in most people's minds, recovery has something to do with job growth.
Right.
And, it may be many, many quarters before we really see the job situation improve. And so,
maybe a couple of years.
Yeah, so a jobless recovery doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, that's the practical part. That's what I meant by practical. It's going to be cold comfort in the third and fourth quarter of 2009 to say that the recession's over if we still have 10% unemployment.
Exactly.
And it's still and the jobs and the net job situation in America is still in the negative.
Right. But I think from a small business perspective, first things first, is can I get a handle on my business?
Mm-hmm.
How is my business being impacted by this? What do I do now? What do I do next to try to manage through this as best I can? And I think that, in that sense, it's a very, very, continues to be a very, very challenging environment for professionals in terms of, really reading the tea leaves and trying to decide what are the best actions to take.
Well, the things that I've been talking a lot about just from a simplistic standpoint is just balancing the two tasks of operating for survival while planning for success. I mean, that's a balancing act it's taking some pros to pull that off right now.
Well, exactly. I think what's interesting in our survey pretty clearly shows that, even though people managing into the first quarter, were pretty conservative in terms of how things were going to be going to turn out. still over half of them miss their plan in terms of revenue in particular. Their expenses ended up lower than planned as well, so they were doing the best job they could, but sales dried up much more than they thought. And so I think we're continuing to see the best financial professionals and small business owners trying to get a handle on their business and really doing a lot of what-ifing scenarios and trying to anticipate the best they can different events that can happen to their business, and then try to plan for that in advance if they can.
And they but about half of them were optimistic about the next 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, I think the the question there really is, how do conditions today compare to where they were 6 months ago? And I think that, about half of them said it was actually worse than it was before. So, they had gone backwards from the perspective.
But that number of positive respondents was up considerably from the previous quarter.
Exactly right. And so, when we did it back in February, about 86% of the respondents said that things were worse than they were 6 months ago, and now it's only 53%. So it's still,
we don't like the number, but we like the trend, don't we, Bill?
We certainly like the trend, right. And I think the other aspect of this is, their view of when will things start to turn around. And when we did this back back in February, I think there was some expectation that maybe by the end of the year. And although, a portion of the respondents still are kind of holding to that, I think, the kind of the midpoint of this is probably, the first quarter of 2010 is sort of the middle of where most people think the recovery will start to become meaningful from their perspective.
Well, the thing that we've got is, I think we have to realize that getting back on this horse, getting back on the recovery horse, is going to come in stages. I mean, it's not going to be some general tide that floats all boats. I mean, I think there are going to be stages. I mean, we're going to get the first people to go back to work. Are the ones who are unemployed are the ones that have a skill that's still needed. But as I've said before, I mean, many people are reporting that maybe as many as a third of the jobs that were lost those jobs don't exist anymore. So we've got to get the people who are employable first, and then we got to retrain those other people, and so that's going to take stages. We've got other situations out there with other economic challenges like the commercial real estate. I mean, this is going to be something, folks, a recovery that we're going to have to manage through. We're not going to be able to sprint through this. We're going to have to manage through it. It's going to be a tough time for a lot of industries and a lot of small businesses. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Stay with us. That's all about for us, eh? A little Steely Dan there for you, bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. You want to read, you want to listen, you want to ask a question? We got something there for you. You like blogs? I got one of those. You like newsletters? We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. What else can we do for you? We got some good stuff there. And they got a new look on the website. I hope you'll check it out and let me know what you think about it. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bill Soward is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Soward is his last name. He's the CEO of Adaptive Planning, and his organization and Business Performance Management Forum, BPM Forum, have put together a survey, and that's what we're talking about. But before we get back to that, Bill, why don't you tell us a little bit about your group and give us the website, please.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. Our company, we're a software company based in Mountain View, California, and what we offer businesses is a system for doing budgeting and planning and financial reporting. And so as you're working your way through this economy, it's a way to get all of your key stakeholders involved in the planning process, move beyond Excel spreadsheets, and really set it up in a interactive way so that managers can manage their expenses, vice presidents of sales can set up their plan for their whole organization, and the CFO can see a consolidated view of the business, both from an income statement, balance sheet, cash flow, capital budget, and headcount plan perspective.
Yeah, and this is How small a company can benefit from your stuff?
Well, you know, we have companies of all sizes. We now have over 500 paying customers.
Good for you.
And but you can buy as few as one seat if you wanted to, and that's immediately available to your business.
All right, folks. This is, let me tell you something, folks. This is the kind of help that's the key to success. I mean, Bill, I've seen many people who were really good at getting customers, but they were not really good at their financial part, and they're out of business right now for that simple reason. Not because they didn't have a good business model, but because they didn't know how to manage the business model.
Well, and I think, you know, a solution like ours makes it much easier to really do the, you know, the most important thing right now, which is to get a handle on your cash situation.
Yep, yep.
And understand the impact of both the spending decisions as well as slowdowns in sales or
yep.
change in headcount plan, and understand how that's going to you know, impact your cash flow for this week, next month, next quarter. You know, getting a handle on that, we think, is probably one of the most important things to do in 2009.
Absolutely. No question about it. So check that out. Give us the website again, please.
It's adaptiveplanning.com.
.com.
www.adaptiveplanning.com.
And can we find the survey there?
Yes, you can.
And you've given us permission to put this up on our website, too, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
And we appreciate that very much. Okay, let's talk about some of the other things. Folks, they polled financial experts all over the country in all different size companies to find out what's going on, what's the economy looking like for them. And you ask them a lot of different questions about sales, about general economy, about capital expenditures, and what they're thinking about that. What's some of the other results that you got?
Well, I think that one of the things that we've detected over the last several quarters is just the degree to which people are you know, trying to get a better handle on their business. I mean, sort of forced to deal with this great degree of uncertainty. Companies are doing a lot more replanning exercises, a lot more what-if scenarios.
Replanning.
Yes, and so you lock down your plan for 2009. You get into January. There are surprises out there.
Mm-hmm.
You go back and reforecast and say, okay, well, actually, based on that information, I'm now going to be more conservative.
My buddy Tim Berry calls that plan versus actual.
Yes.
And same thing.
Exactly. So this is something our product helps you do. You bring your actual results in and then take a look at your business and say, okay, now what do we do? And as conditions on the ground change, begin to adjust your plan for the
and
year.
Now that's the difference between having a plan, ladies and gentlemen, and planning, right? It's the difference between the noun and the verb.
That's right. Well, it's an active, management, process here. And so it's continuing mm-hmm. to look at the information, to try to anticipate what might happen next, and then make adjustments along the way. You can't just lock and load your business, you know, the beginning of the year and just continue to ride it out. There's too many different things happening here, and you need to adjust the way that you approach that.
A business plan is a publication, folks. Business planning is management. And, that's what you want to do, the second one more than the first one. All right, so what are some other things? What about capital expenditures? Big companies are hoarding cash, Bill. When are they going to turn some of it loose?
Well, I think it's not just big companies. I think mid and smaller companies as well.
Well, we don't hoard cash. I mean, we're trying to keep as much as we can. We don't have enough to hoard.
Yeah, I mean, we should be so lucky, right?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, now please accuse me of the sin of hoarding cash.
Yeah. But I think what's interesting here is that although, you know, professionals are kind of forecasting a beginning of a recovery, towards the end of this year, beginning of next year, there are no immediate plans to dramatically increase capital spending or to add people. So as
mm-hmm.
we said earlier, this may be a jobless recovery, at least for the next several quarters. And on the capital spending side, I think people are going to continue to be pretty conservative about that.
Is this going to create pent-up demand? Is there going to be a pent-up demand scenario down the road?
Well, I think it's a great question because, certainly right now, it's pretty challenging and people are managing pretty conservatively. At some point, there is a pent-up demand effect, and there are some economic experts who believe that we'll have more of a slingshot recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So it may take a while. It may bounce along the bottom and then go down before it goes back up, but at some point, it may accelerate at a rate that is faster than what most people are expecting.
We can't wait for that, can we, Bill?
Yeah, that sounds really good, but my suspicion is it's a little.
Would you go ahead and make that happen for us, Bill, and get back to us on that?
Actually, it's a new feature in our product.
There you go. AdaptivePlanning.com, folks. Check it out. It's good. They've got good stuff there. I think it will help you. Bill, thanks for being here. Come back real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.